Welcome to Crackers Milk Podcast. This is your host, David. I'm joined today by Jake.
Thank you.
Our normal movie collaborator. Today's episode is actually going to be fun. We talked about it a little bit in the last podcast that we did. I haven't published that one, but next week it's going to come out. Topic today is our favorite Disney animated soundtracks.
Yes.
Yes. So here are our parameters of what we feel was a good Disney soundtrack or movie soundtrack, basically. Our first one is the characters need to be the singers. So, like, Tarzan is a good episode, like we've talked about, is a good soundtrack, but Phil Collins sings it.
Yeah, Phil Collins does all the singing. Tarzan never busts out into song. Jane never busts out into song.
You have Trash in the Camp, but that one is the only one, and then you have Glenn Close. Mm-hmm. Glenn Close singing a little in Don't Stop Your Crying.
Well, Stop Your Crying.
Yeah,
it's, Stop Your Crying. It's not Don't Stop Your Crying because you want the baby. Anyways.
She says Don't Stop Your Crying, doesn't she? Never mind. Anyways. That one, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I think we established that the characters have to be the ones singing.
Songs have to be memorable. Memorable. Or if they're not memorable, it's just not on our list. They didn't make the cut.
There's plenty of movies that we talked about as getting ready for this show where we didn't even remember how many songs were in it because they're so forgettable.
Yeah, yeah, a lot. There's a lot of movies that you will hear soon. And then another one is, or last one is, there has to be more than one memorable song on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
So something like, there has to be more than two at least.
Yeah, I would say there has to be more than two.
Two.
Because
like, you have Dumbo, you have Pinocchio.
Well, take a look at Snow White. Yeah. Everybody knows Hi Ho. Yeah. Like, everybody knows Hi Ho. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows Someday My Prince Will Come.
Yeah.
But they're just not good enough to be that memorable.
Hi-Ho is memorable because it's so catchy.
Yeah.
But
Someday My Prince Will Come.
It's just not catchy enough.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So those are our parameters. Now, the movies that we have excluded, these are just movies that we don't think are memorable enough. They didn't meet the criterion that we put down. So here's just the list. I'm just going to read them. I'm sorry if it offends anybody that these aren't on our list. Bambi, Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia. Fantasia is just an intro to classical music.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, don't even get... No, I don't think anybody's going to get their buns in a twist on that one.
Well, who knows? Maybe we have some classical nerds.
Maybe my mom. Dumbo. Dumbo's one, Cinderella, Alice in Wonderland, Lady and the Tramp, Sleeping Beauty, 101 Dalmatians, Sword in the Stone, Aristocats, Fox and the Hound, Oliver and Company, The Goofy Movie, Tarzan, The Emperor's New Groove, Brother Bear, and Zootopia. Zootopia, there's really only one memorable song out of that one.
Shakira sang it, but she is a character.
She fit some of it, but she didn't fit the memorable part.
Yeah, like, can anybody tell me the lyrics of that song without Googling it?
Yeah. Okay, so that's our excluded list. Our included list, the ones that we will talk about.
The contenders.
Yeah, the contenders for the best Disney soundtrack. It's The Jungle Book, Peter Pan, Robin Hood, Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, The Great Mouse Detective, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King, Pocahontas, Hunchback of Notre Dame, Hercules or Notre Dame, Hercules, Mulan, Princess and the Frog, Tangled, Frozen, Moana, Coco. Man, that's just a good list no matter what.
That's a good list. And if you think about your Disney songs that you probably remember, you're thinking of those movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh,
yeah. Some of you might have raised your eyes at hearing The Great Mouse Detective on the list, but Vincent Price singing a villain song. You don't get much better than that.
Well, I don't know. Jeremy Irons did a really great job in as Scar.
Well, I agree with you. But Vincent Price, man.
Okay. All right. I don't.
A horror classic singing a song in a Disney movie, no less.
Hey, to each his own, Jake, right? Yeah. To each his own. Okay.
What would you say?
Hold on. All right. So we are going to do a top five, what we think our top fives are, and then we're going to come to a consensus on which ones, or if it doesn't consensus, we'll be talking about those songs and yes. Why we like them and why they're so memorable. Okay. So, should we take a break and say, okay, these are, or do you have a list of your top five already?
I think I can do it on the spot. So.
Okay. Yeah, man. Okay. Well, do you have your top five already?
I don't know if they're all ready, and they won't be in order of one through five.
I don't
except
think they
I know
be
what
order.
One is, but I don't know what two through five is in any order. Okay. I can tell you what my favorite ones are.
Okay, well, then let's have your favorite and then what you think the top one is.
Okay.
And let's do that. Let's just like our favorites and then our top one, because I think I got my top one too. And I don't know. We probably won't surprise each other on that.
No.
We probably won't.
So in no order, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what number one is. The Grey Mouse Detective, The Little Mermaid, Hercules.
So these are your four that you like.
Yeah.
So you have The Great Mouse Detective.
Yes.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm. I want to say The Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid. Yep.
And I'm torn between Pocahontas and Frozen. I sing Let It Go weekly. What? I sing Color of the Winds weekly.
Okay. Yeah, no.
It
could be a tie.
Do I particularly like either movie? Not that much, but I sing those songs a lot.
I could see that. I could see the Let It Go because that one was such a huge, massive hit. Like, and it was just, it permeated everywhere with that song. Like, everywhere you go, there were so many parodies too about it. Like, and people would always say, well, you know, and like people making jokes like, let it go. So they would start singing Let It Go. And that's how great that one was.
But I would, honestly, I think Moana's got more memorable songs than either of those. And I do sing You're Welcome to my kids all the time. Yeah. And number one is The Lion King.
Yeah.
There's no soundtrack that, what's more memorable than the opening song of The Lion King?
There hasn't been one. And I agree with you on that one. Okay, so my top five, or, you know, the four I like and then my top one. Little Mermaid. Beauty and the Beast. Jungle Book. I would put Jungle Book in there.
Yeah, one in my top 10, but not in my top 5.
The only reason I would do, like, I like Aladdin. Like, I've really put almost all four of those, like Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and Lion King in there. Like, I would put all four of them in there. But then at the same time, am I disregarding everybody else's? Like, yeah. I think those, all of those songs in Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, and Lion King are more memorable than any other ones.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are.
Yeah.
But is it because that's when I grew up and when it was really big and those were the things that made it for you?
I don't know about you, but in my house growing up, we had all the Disney movies playing all the time.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter that Mulan was the new one.
Mm-hmm.
We still watched Robin Hood.
Yeah.
All the time. So.
See, like in our household, it was you would rent. Like we'd have to rent and we didn't rent very often. Or like if a family member had them, we'd borrow them for a little bit and then we'd just like pound out. You're hunkered down. We were binge watching before binge watching was said.
Yeah.
And we just watched one movie over and over and over and over again. Yeah. So it's like, or that's what I remember. My siblings could be they could remember something totally different, but I remember watching them a lot. And so The Jungle Book sticks out just because the Bare Necessities song is great. I Want to Be Like You is really, like, I do love Aladdin, though. Like, and that one's a great one. Coco 2 is a great one. Like, Coco and Moana, like, it's hard to disagree with Moana.
Yeah.
But, like, The Jungle, I don't know. I don't know about The Jungle Book anymore. Anyways, I'm going to do the tie with Jungle Book and Aladdin, but the number one for me is always and will always be Lion King. Yeah. No, nothing can top it.
Nothing has come close to even, you know.
All of the songs are big. Like, you just can't not remember any of them.
Even the most least memorable ones, you still know. Mm-hmm. The words to it. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Yes. Wait, so in that soundtrack, which is your favorite, like one of, like, your favorite song in that soundtrack?
Hi, Savannah, let at least do some more when you're away.
That's your favorite song?
Definitely, Circle of Life.
Circle vibe. Okay.
I like Scar's song, Be Prepared.
Yeah.
But it's
Circle of Life.
Circle of Life.
See, and mine is, I would say, Scar's. Like, yeah, I love Scar's Be Prepared. Like, it just, he's that villain that's like the most memorable for me, the most memorable villain song. Like, I did like Ursula's song in The Little Mermaid. That was really good. Aladdin really didn't have one. Beauty and the Beast, Gaston's one. And then the Mob song is really good. But like nothing has been able to beat Jeremy Irons singing that Be Prepared song. And like you have all the hyenas who exemplify the Nazi march or that type of march, communist,
the fascism march.
Yeah, and it's like, whoa, that's crazy.
Well, I'd say Vincent Price is Radigan, the world's greatest thief, is the Vincent Price, man.
I know you keep coming back to it, but like, I just don't agree with you.
It's because you haven't seen it in a long time.
I haven't. Yes, that's very true. That one is very true, and I can't disagree with you on that one. But yeah, like the Lion King, and then like the other one that I watching it recently is when Simba is talking about going home, or he goes home, and then he runs through the desert. Like, I don't even know what that song is. But it's still memorable. It's like, I don't even know. But it's a great song, and it's like, holy cow. This is a small, minute song. It's like, how can you even say that, like, nothing can beat this? Nothing can beat this.
I don't feel like any soundtrack, as far as Disney animated, can even come close to The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because as good as Phil Collins is in Tarzan, that's Phil Collins singing.
Yeah. It's a pump album.
Yeah.
That's all I think about.
That was just him releasing a bunch of songs that happened to coincide with a movie. You see, Elton John and Tim Rice wrote the music for The Lion King.
Yeah.
And not that Phil Collins didn't write the music for Tarzan, but...
But, yeah, like, yeah. The magic behind... Elton John and Tim Rice were great songwriters and musicians, mm-hmm. but them, they didn't overpower the soundtrack. They didn't say, oh, we have to sing it. It's like, yeah, you can sing it.
Yeah.
Have it. And it's just a great, great one.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite Disney song of all time, Kiss a Girl and Little Mermaid. Like, I just can't. Like, that one is... I don't know. It's a great one.
If it's just based on songs I sing all the time, mm-hmm. Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Oh, you sing that? Oh,
if you have children, you'd understand why I sing it. And I sing Mulan, I'll Make a Man Out of You.
Okay, yeah. That was a good one.
Let It Go, Frozen.
Yeah.
And You're Welcome, Moana.
Moana, yeah.
I also sing what's the Little Mermaid song? The
Part of Your World? No.
I can't remember, sorry. It's
Part of Your World, not Part of Your World. You already said Poor Unfortunate Souls. That's Little Mermaid.
I'm trying to remember the lyric and I can't.
Oh, is it Under the Sea?
No. And I watched this recently. Sorry, folks. I apologize. My memory is not helping me.
So one of my, like, some of my favorites, definitely one is from Hercules with Go the Distance. That one's a really great song.
That is such a good song.
Go the Distance. And it has a great message in it. And that, like, that's the wonderful thing about these, most of these songs, if you remember them, they have great messages about them.
Well, the gospel truth that in Hercules, and the muses singing, like I watched that recently, and I just had to reevaluate where Hercules was on my list because that is such a good musical movie.
Oh yeah,
I mean, bless my soul, Hercules on a roll.
Like, I watched it. And I listened to, so one of the things that I would always listen to with Hercules is the opening credits of it.
Yes.
Like with Charlton Heston, like in his powerful voice coming in, and then those muses coming in. And I watched it recently too, and it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is really good. Like,
yeah,
there's some holes, of course, but at the same time, like, you have that one, then you have Go the Distance, and then you have Meg's song, which is really good too. It's like, man, it's a good soundtrack.
Yeah, it's memorable.
Yeah.
It's more than one song. Meets our criteria.
Very. And then, like, The Hunchback, you have that one, which is, like, to me, like, I think from The Little Mermaid to about Mulan, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are all, like, I'll Make a Man Out of You, which is a great one, and then they have the Girl I'm Fighting For.
A Girl Worth Fighting For.
Yes, that one. And then, like, they have Reflections. That's one. But, like, I was never impressed by that at all. Like, I'm still not impressed by it.
Well, as a guy, I don't think we see ourselves the same way.
Yeah, that's true.
Because oftentimes we are the people we see in the mirror. That's just who we are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. And then, okay. Tangled, though. Like,
I Have a Dream. And then Mother Knows Best.
Oh, where she's singing to her?
I would say, as far as villain songs, that's right up there with the top of the villain song list.
Okay, so I know yours is Vincent Price at the top of the... What's number two, then, for villain? Is it Ursula?
It's Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Poor Unfortunate Souls. Yeah, I could see that. Jafar doesn't do one, does he?
He repraises Prince Ali.
Oh, yeah, close to the end, right?
Yeah, when he gets the lamp and...
Yeah.
Prince Ali turned out to be only a, something like that. I can't remember the exact lyrics.
It's the same one, yeah. Okay, and then watching Coco, so I watched it last night.
Yeah.
And, man, like...
Awesome songs.
Just great songs, great message about family.
Oh, the message about family in there is so awesome.
Yeah, and it that's cool. And, like, to me, because I like to hear my dad talk about his past and those sorts of things, and like even brothers and sisters talking about their past,
yeah,
because it's just, it's their interpretation of what happened to them. And it's okay, it's interesting.
And it's family history and yeah, all that.
And that is always fascinating, how they realized, oh, we're family too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Like when he's getting away from his great, great grandma or wherever.
Yeah.
And he's like accusing her of not singing, and she just busts out that beautiful song.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those surprising things,
yeah,
in a movie that's like, oh.
Yeah, like the movie's cool. It's a little tricky about what happened in the story, because you think you know what's gonna happen, and it does it. And so its soundtrack is right up there. I don't know. Its memories aren't there for me to...
Yeah, it's new. It's 2016, maybe 2017 that it came out.
Yeah, within the past 5 years.
Yeah, like Moana is
true,
is pretty memorable. But then at the same time,
you have Dwayne the Rock Johnson singing the song.
Yeah, that was, and his was pretty good.
Yes,
that's You're Welcome is a really good song. It's a very good song. And then you have Lin-Manuel Miranda, who does some of it too.
Yeah.
He just does parts of it, but like the girl does a really good song. Like those songs are really well written.
Yes. Like I think that's what it kind of boils down to is if you have a really good writer for the songs, like Elton John and the songs are the most memorable.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Like, I don't know who wrote Beauty and the Beast, but, like, there's a lot of songs in there that are very memorable, but
It was Tim Rice and somebody else.
Oh, see, so, it's like, that's memorable with their voices, the actors' voices and all that stuff.
Angela Lansbury singing.
Oh my gosh.
Tell us all this time.
Yeah, dude. That one.
Yeah.
Just hits you right.
Yeah.
It's just right. And then, like, the one that it's Belle and the Beast, they're singing where it's like something that wasn't there before that's there now. It's
the servants are singing it, and then Belle sings a part and Beast sings a part.
Yeah, dude, that it's just like, oh, that's cool. That's
Gaston a real good song.
Yeah.
No one fights like Gaston. No one bites like Gaston. Yeah.
So true. And then Be Your Guest. Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I wish I sang that one every week, but I don't.
And then, like, you have Aladdin. We've talked a little bit about Aladdin with
Jafar.
And then, of course, you have Aladdin song with One Step Ahead.
Yeah, One Step Ahead.
Yeah. And then you have... Prince Ali,
Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa.
Yeah, yeah, that one with Robin Williams singing it, and then his little commentaries like, "Oh, with Joan Rivers," his sort of thing that they let him be crazy, which is awesome.
Oh, look at the feathers on that.
And then like they have winter coats on, and
the
breath comes out. It's like these small little things are just. Yes. Awesome about it.
Awesome. And then the Genie song, Friend Like Me.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have A Whole New World.
Oh,
man. Like, that's just... It,
I do sing memorable. A Whole New World quite a bit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
See, like, so some of my favorite songs... With the well, my favorite song with the Jungle Book is "I Want to Be Like You."
I would have to say
that agree. One's my favorite because King Louie did a really good job, and then "Bare Necessities" is a really good one too. Yes. And I remember like talking to somebody and bringing that song up, where you know you get down to the basics of life, which is really good. And so, mm-hmm. like that's why I liked some of those songs in the Jungle Book. But those two are probably my most memorable one because I remember going and watching the live action.
The Jon Favreau.
Yeah. And I was worried about Christopher Walken and King Louie. Like I was worried about that one because it's my favorite.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh yeah, not bad.
They gave nods toward the songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't actually sing the songs.
No. And it was good. It was like,
yeah,
thank you. It's good. It's yes, good enough.
It was good.
And I wasn't bothered by it. I wasn't like, you ruined this stuff for me, you jerks. I wasn't like that. I was like, oh, hey, Christopher Walken did okay. Did all right. So, yeah. And then The Hunchback. So
lots of good songs, but just so different than the songs that surround it.
Yeah. And it seemed more... It was a little bit darker. Yeah. Like Hunchback was a little bit more darker than like if you have Pocahontas.
Adult,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Like you have Out There, which is really good. I like that one. That one is probably my most the most memorable one for me. Yeah. And then I do remember the Frollo, his bad song or his villain song, but like.
Where he's pretty much blaming her for putting these desires in him.
Mm.
And then there's the fair song, the Topsy-Turvy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And those are good. Those are really good. But, like, you know, how can they really overcome anything else in your top five? You know what I mean?
I would say, no, they're worth talking about, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then... Robin Hood we put on contender list because it literally is one big long song.
Yeah.
Alan O'Dell is the narrator and he's singing all the songs through the whole movie. And so it's one song, but
like songs that contribute to it in that one. And so that's why we put it there. And like, I think in that time where you have the minstrels and then, probably most of us have watched Monty Python and Search for the Holy Grail, where Sir Robin has a minstrel following him.
Oh, brave Sir Robin, he ran away.
Yeah, and so, like, you have that, and it just kind of like, okay, I could see why they put him doing that, and they did a really good job doing that, but it just, it's not powerful enough. You have the oodalotti, oodalotti, Oodalotta Day song.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest.
Very memorable. But like I said, it just goes on along with all the other movies that are there. And then we put Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Which are good. You have the Tigger one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on here.
Just a little black rain cloud. Yes.
And then I'm So Rumbly in My Tummy. Isn't that his breakfast song?
That's his, yeah.
And so, like, you have that. And then
Hufflumps and Woozles.
Yeah, you have those four.
Yeah.
Those four, which are good, but it's not memorable enough. And then Princess and the Frog.
The songs were good.
Yeah.
The very New Orleans style.
Mm-hmm.
I almost made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. Is that... Oh.
I've watched it like once or twice, and like I watched it once as a substitute, and I wanted to watch it more because it's like I didn't give it enough credit.
Mainly what I remember is Dr. Facilier's song.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was it.
Friends on the Other Side.
Yeah.
And then the the Friends on the Other Side song, the boom, 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 boom. Are you ready?
Yeah, see, like, I don't remember. I remember his song a little bit, but that's all I remember.
The character of Ray sings a song about his long-lost love, Evangeline.
Yeah.
It was a very sweet, sweet good song.
Yeah. But, like, is it? I don't know if it's memorable. I need to give it more opportunity to breathe.
I would say I need to give it another watch before I put it in closer to the top five.
Yeah. And then Tangled we talked about, and then Frozen, and then, of course, Moana and Coco.
Yeah.
And then we did say stuff about Peter Pan, right?
I'm not sure we talked about Peter Pan.
I don't think so either. Like, it has great ones. It's like, yeah, you can fly, follow the leader. What made the red man red?
Understand. Or, it's a little of its time.
Yes, very much of its time. And then there's a pirate song, isn't there?
There's the just sign up with Captain Hook, sign up in the book or something. There's a little song that the pirates sing to get the kids to sign up, and they refuse, and that's when they have to start walking the plank.
And then Peter Pan saves
them.
Saves them, yeah. Yeah, so Peter Pan was, like, you have three, four maybe memorable songs, but... Well,
Following the Leader is one of the most easily memorable songs, because it's just so repetitive.
Oh, yeah. It's like Hi-Ho. Hi-Ho, it was so repetitive, too. Yeah. It was like, Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho, it's off to work we go.
Following the leader, the leader, the leader, following the leader, wherever he may go.
Yeah, see, like, yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah. Huh. I don't. Ready. I'm ready.
Oh. And then, okay, those were our things. So just to remind, Jake's was Great Mouse Detective, Little Mermaid, Hercules,
Moana,
and then Lion King. Mine was Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book. Is that four?
Sorry, do yours again.
Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book. Oh, I only did three. You know, I'd totally put Aladdin in there.
Aladdin.
And then Lion King is my number one.
Okay. So we're both agreeing that in Arkansas, between the top five between us, Lion King is number one.
Lion King is totally number one. We can't beat it.
Would we say Little Mermaid is number two?
Yeah.
That's the only other one that's on both of our lists.
Yeah. I would say Little Mermaid is number two. All the songs are pretty memorable.
Yes.
You can't. Like, and I think for me, like, nothing can really beat Kiss the Girl from the other ones. Like,
yeah,
I get, like, Aladdin for me is Part of Your World is great. Genie's song is great. And all of them are good.
Yes.
But it's just not good enough to, like, get past I Kiss the Girl and then all the other great
Four
songs.
Unfortunate Souls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just can't get past it. So, yeah. Well, that's our list. Those are our lists. Do we need to go three, four, and five?
Should we? Should we do...
If you want.
Let's decide on a number three between us.
Okay, so we have Hercules, Great Mouse Detective, and Moana?
And Moana.
So then I have Jungle Book, Aladdin, and Beauty.
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, look, man.
I'm going to take the Great Mouse Detective
out. You better take it because it can't. It can't beat any of them.
It's Vincent Price, though.
Okay, Hercules and then
Moana.
Moana. I will take out Jungle Book. Because I don't think it's good, but I feel it's better than the Great Mouse Detective, but that's all it would be better than.
So
I'm going to say this though. Also Hercules. Yes. Good. I get it.
Okay.
Understandable. But I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
Tell me why.
There's a few great songs, but I don't think they're better than Beauty and the Beast. Personally speaking. Well, now, if you want to say something about Moana being better than Beauty and the Beast, okay, I'll listen to your argument, but I can't say Hercules is enough.
So what I'd say is that Hercules is on the same par as Aladdin.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And so they cancel each other out. So what we're really talking about is if we're putting
Beauty and the Beast,
one of those two, as our number three between us.
Okay. I understand that it's wonderful to have The Rock sing. It is. It is great, and he does a great song with You're Welcome. I wouldn't hang my argument on that song, though.
No, I'm not.
Okay. There's other songs totally that I would hang my hat on, but not that one. But that was a good complimentary song to the other ones.
How Far I'll Go.
Oh, man. That's a good one. But is it better than No. Let's see. The top one in Beauty and the Beast would be Be Our Guest.
Yes.
Be Our Guest. Is it? Oh, wow. Hold on.
So, just from an emotional standpoint,
yeah,
I don't cry during songs in Beauty and the Beast. I cried the first time I saw Moana and she sang How Far I'll Go.
I guess because you probably have a more positive outlook on who you are. Like, to me, I feel harder. Like, maybe I feel the same between both of them, but like, because I see the Beast, maybe I see the Beast speaks to me a little bit more. And I was a bigger fan of the Beast, and I was so disappointed when he switched to human. I thought, man, that dude's ugly.
Oh,
that guy's ugly.
All my sisters thought he was ugly too when he turns around and he's all
and you're like, oh my gosh. So, and but like him, like with that song, with the character singing, and then him singing, like him realizing somebody cares about him, like that to me is like, that's hard, like emotionally.
Okay.
That's hard to be like, I can't disregard that because I understand what he's going through, because he's telling himself all these ugly things about him, like, oh, I'm a beast, no one's gonna love me, no one's gonna care about me, but then someone comes along and be like, oh, hey, that's great. Well,
so I think maybe we need to go song by song and see, cancel them out. Okay. The villain songs.
Okay.
You've got Gaston's song.
Gaston, yeah.
And I've got the crab song, the Krakatoa.
Yeah.
That's something like that.
That's a good song.
It's a good song.
But is it better than Gaston, or is Gaston better than that one?
I'd say they cancel each other out.
Okay.
Because they're
good.
Yeah.
They're good. But there's nothing compared to the other villain songs in those ones.
So you're saying there might be something there that wasn't there before.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
I think the song for me is How Far I'll Go.
But that's the top one. The top one for yours.
Yes.
I want to say that's the top one for Beauty and the Beast.
It's the top emotional one.
Emotional one, yes. It is. And like, honestly, like How Far I'll Go too, like that speaks to me as a person. But like, I don't see it beating this one because of, but.
And then, so the next song would be the ancestor song in Moana, the Away, Away.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That is a good one.
So, I don't know. What song do you think it matches up with in Beauty and the Beast?
Belle? The Belle song.
The Bonjour.
The first one, yeah, Bonjour. Bonjour, Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
That one, like, I like it because it's very catchy. It tells you about Belle.
Well, I would say the song that matches up with that from Moana is the opening song.
But wait, because we have a mob song.
I wanna leave.
The one where she's being introduced and.
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that matching up.
Consider the coconut. Consider its leaves.
You have the mob song, but I would say the mob song is, I would like, say, it's a good song, but it's not a, like,
I'd say that's almost a repraise of Gaston.
Okay.
It's just a continuation of the villain theme of him.
Okay.
But if you want to consider its own song, I don't think it's long enough to be considered its own song.
Okay. Then I'm okay with that. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
So
I do like the Ancestor song, but I don't know what would be comparable from Beauty and the Beast with that one.
Yeah.
Because there's not really anything. Like, I think the only thing that would be considered for me would be the narrator and the song with the narration at the beginning, where I know he's not singing, but there's music being played and it's really good music.
Okay.
But is it better than Lin-Manuel Miranda singing that song?
Nah. I would say no, but like, don't get me wrong. I love the Beauty and the Beast soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's just something about Moana.
Well, is it more because it's,
I wouldn't say because it's new, because I have more memories of,
yeah,
like I watched Beauty and the Beast in Roseburg, Oregon.
Yeah.
Around Christmas time.
Okay.
It was in a theater down the street from where my aunt lived.
Okay.
Like,
so you have great memories of it. It's just,
yeah,
it doesn't speak to you as much as Moana does.
I don't know. There's just something about Moana's soundtrack that
gets
I like a lot.
Yeah.
So should we just agree to disagree? And our top three are Lion King, Little Mermaid,
and then a tie between Beauty and the Beast and Moana. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to rewatch. I'm going to have to re-listen to the soundtrack, maybe watch the movie again, like both of them, and be like, okay, yeah, I could see both of them to me would be more of a tie than anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would think.
Well, I think that's a pretty good list of soundtracks.
I think so,
that we discussed tonight.
I think so too. That was fun. But everybody, thank you so much for joining us. And if you have your list, mention them.
Give us your top three.
Yes.
Disagree with us. Argue with us. We don't care.
Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, call me a fool because I like Vincent Price singing in The Great Mouse Detective.
I'm going to have to listen to the villain one because I haven't listened to it, or maybe watch the movie and give it a shot again. Or give it a shot as
it's
an adult.
It's awesome.
Well, thank you for joining. Please leave a comment. Please subscribe and follow. And hopefully you enjoy it. We enjoyed it. And have a great night. And please, everybody, make good choices. All right. Bye.
Bye.